One Roman Catholic congressman, Republican Paul Gozer of Arizona, was so disturbed by reports that the Pope might discuss climate change, and he did, that Gozer actually boycotted the address to Congress. The climate, the congressman reminded the pontiff in a statement, quote, has been changing since first created in Genesis. You might be tempted to call Congressman Gozer a climate change skeptic or denier, but the Associated Press would advise against that. This week, the AP announced a change to its style book on global warming. In the guide that dictates usage for the AP and many U.S. news organizations, the editors suggest, quote, climate change doubters, or the wordier, those who reject mainstream climate science, instead of skeptics or deniers. Seth Borenstein is a science reporter for the AP. He provided guidance on these style book changes. Seth, welcome to On the Media.
Thank you, Bob.
Why these changes? Why now?
This discussion has been going on for a long time in media and in the field of climate change. The group, the Center for Inquiry, which are traditional skeptics of pseudoscience, they sent letters to all sorts of media saying they don't like the term skeptics because that's what they call themselves for decades. Their feeling was they use the scientific method in their inquiry, and that's not what the people who reject mainstream climate science do.
Why doubters instead of deniers?
Well, this is all about precision. We at the AP hadn't used denier, skeptics, or doubters in any regular way. There was no style book entry there. So when we were deciding to not use skeptics, the logical decision is what to use. And if you go through the possibilities, one of the problems with denier is that it has a connotation that is associated with the Holocaust in many ways.
If the subject is precision, it strikes me that obscuring clear language because of negative associations is a very dangerous accommodation. And secondly, doubt means a feeling of uncertainty or a lack of conviction. Deny is to state that one refuses to admit the truth or existence of. And those who deny human responsibility for global warming are doing just that. They're not expressing, I'm not really sold on this. They're expressing, no, this doesn't exist. Wrong word, Seth.
As someone who's covered climate change for more than 20 years, the trouble is the spectrum of those who reject mainstream climate science is not a simple binary thing. It's not deny, accept. Let me give you one good example. John Christie is a professor at the University of Alabama, Huntsville. He acknowledges that the world is warming. He acknowledges that it is man-made. What he differs with mainstream climate science is how bad it is, how much of a threat it is. So can you call him a climate denier? No. So the best phrase overall, the most precise phrase, is those who reject mainstream climate science. But you have to shorten that at some point, especially in a headline. Climate rejector sounds like an engine part.
Yes, it does. And maybe we need 474 words for snow. But it's just hard for me to get my head around the idea of substituting a word that is insufficient for one that does most of the job pretty well.
It does most of the job pretty well according to one side. Granted, that side has the majority of science on it.
Seth, I apologize. I'm going to cut you off here. One side. This is the very definition of false balance.
No one has accused me of false balance, so don't you go there. All you have to do is Google my name, Seth Borenstein, look at the images and see what the group that you call deniers, we call doubters, look at what they've done to me personally and to the AP. To say that I'm giving in to them is just not something that's ever happened. It's not something I've ever been accused of before.
May I say that there are two sides of a political debate, but if there is fundamentally no scientific debate, why would you think of this in terms of both sides that require fair treatment? Any more than you would treat Holocaust deniers as having one side in the issue of history. I just don't get it.
There is no false balance in the way AP covers the science. But there's a difference between the science and the semantics. We're not talking, you and I, about the science right now. We're talking about the semantics. And there are different sides on the semantics. I've been using climate doubter for months and no one said anything.
Seth, I hate to rub your nose in this, but if the AP's deliberations on this matter began with the complaints by the Committee for Skeptical Inquiry, it issued a press release this week which congratulated the AP for getting the word skeptic out of the conversation, but which once again registered discomfort with the term doubter, which they said remains problematic and confusing. They're not satisfied.
Yeah, they're not satisfied. I don't think the AP's job is to satisfy the Center for Inquiry. They raised a legitimate question in the use of skeptics, and it's triggered this whole thing. And we went for the more precise language. Climate denial is the phrase invented by advocates and used by advocates. So are you, Bob, suggesting that we should adopt an advocacy role here?
I don't believe that just because a correct word is embraced by advocates makes the word any less correct. I'm not sure that the solution is to take from our quiver a very good arrow. If someone is merely a doubter in the continuum of thought on this subject, so be it. But if someone is an outright denier, call a thing by its name. James Inhofe, the chairman of the Senate Energy Committee, called global warming a hoax perpetrated by liberals. I mean, what do you do with people like that?
Doubt has more precision than denier because denier doesn't take in that whole spectrum. And even more precise than doubt is those who reject mainstream climate science. There's a perfect solution for Senator Inhofe, which is, as you just used right there, saying who calls global warming the greatest hoax. Why not let him use his words?
You do have a kind of fetching point that we only seem to have this discussion about the use of the word denier when it comes to climate. It doesn't find its way into stories about other contentious issues.
Yes. We don't talk about 9/11 deniers. We don't talk about moon landing deniers. What do we call the people who don't believe cigarette smoking causes cancer? We call them the tobacco industry. The trouble is there is no one perfect single word here. Denier is not perfect. And I'll tell you, doubter is not perfect. So we're dealing in imperfections here, and we're choosing the most precise of imperfections for the one-word phrase. That's why the best phrase, granted, is a little longer, which is those who reject mainstream climate science.
Oh, yeah, that'll fit right snug in a headline. I just think that if you're going to choose between two words, I would choose the preciser and perfecter of the two.
And that's doubter.
I'm afraid I'm skeptical.
No, you're doubting.
Seth, many thanks.
Sure.
Seth Borenstein is a science writer for the Associated Press.
Coming up, abortion polls ask the wrong question.
This is On the Media.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.